This is Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How can I help you?
Well, hello, Nico. This is Eric Saunders with Atlas Tree. You tried quite diligently to get a hold of me last week a couple times.
Yeah.
I'm out here in Virginia, so I wanted to make sure I called you now that I had some time.
Yeah. I left you a couple messages, right? Some
yeah,
emails,
yeah.
Things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And shot me an email talking about some pre-approval for Atlas Tree.
Yeah, so essentially, we were able to get you pre-approved with us based off some of your guys' financing in the past, and I just wanted to call you kind of, see if you have anything coming up towards the end of the year here, any plans that would require some financing, either if you need some additional cash on hand or if you were looking to bring on some pieces of equipment that you'd like to take the equipment financing
right.
route.
Well, I think I'm going to know the answer to this next question I'm about to ask you, or question slash statement, but we're not looking to get any more equipment. But
mm-hmm.
The reason I'm returning your call is that we are right in the process. We found a property that we want to move to, and it's in North Carolina, and I'm moving my entire business to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the thing. I have to have a place to live, and I can't afford two mortgages, so we're sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place. This property that I want to buy is like $250,000. So it's not
mm-hmm.
that much money, and we've almost got $50,000 for a down payment, and I can't get a loan by this property because my existing mortgage is $2,000 a month, and they're saying, well, you're going to sell that house before we'll write you a loan by that property. And I'm kind of like, well, what do I do with a wife and a kid and two dogs, live in a hotel and hope that I can broker this deal in North Carolina? So I'm being pretty honest with you. I'm just throwing stuff out there. This is not equipment. This is not financing, but what do you think? What do you think of what I'm trying to do, and is there anything that you guys do that you may want to look at?
Well, see, with us, what we do is because we're a commercial banking business bank, so we deal primarily with businesses and pretty much only with businesses and business owners. Essentially,
right.
we don't do like consumer lending, but there are, I would recommend a few options. I don't know if this is something that you would like to do, but because the business has been pre-approved with us for, capital and cash, it could be
right.
an option, but I wouldn't recommend it. But, if you were to use business, like a business loan to finance the move, it could be an option.
Right.
But it's very uncommon. It's something that I really haven't seen in this line of work. And I don't know if you want to be put in that type of position where you would need to, use a business loan that you get through the business and then use it for personal reasons.
Right.
Because tell me this,
if I did do a business cash loan,
mm-hmm.
What are generally the rates?
Well, essentially, so I'll give you kind of a little background on a working capital loan. Are you familiar with a working capital loan? Have you heard of it before?
I mean, I've heard of it, but I've never done it. I've always just financed equipment, that kind of thing.
Right.
So
essentially, a working capital loan, it's an unsecured cash loan, which means that it's not tied to anything within the business. You know how traditionally the equipment financing route, it would be tied to, the piece of equipment that you're financing.
Right.
Well, with this type of a program, since it's an unsecured cash loan, that means that it's not tied to anything. So essentially what you could do as an option, but like I was saying, it's very rare and I've never seen it really before, is use the loan to do this type of thing because it's unsecured, which means we don't really have a say in what you use the money for. We're just, we
right.
It's unsecured. Usually what business owners do is use it for cash flow reasons, inventory, payables, things like that.
Right.
But you kind of have an interesting situation. We try and get you approved for the most amount of money possible, but if it's like trying to cover a moving cost, that's something that we could probably help out with. You can use the money for whatever reason that you want, but we're just
right.
expecting you to pay us back with it, though. That's the thing. Through the business.
Well, and that would be, of course, potentially that could possibly work as I'm moving my whole business down there.
Right. I mean, you would market.
This is a crazy wild idea I had. Mm-hmm. I've almost got 50 grand in cash.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had another 100 or 150, that would be like 75% of the property. And at that point, I know I could get a loan to mortgage the rest of the property.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what kind of a rate I would be looking at paying you guys back.
Yeah, because, I mean, what these loans are designed for...
Are we talking like 10%, 15%?
So they're short-term loans, and because it's unsecured, the interest rate will be a little bit higher, and they're designed so that you use the money for...
Pay it back faster.
Exactly. Yeah, you're trying to pay it back as quick as you can because they're designed for use of a project or something like that. They're not meant to be stretched out like a mortgage loan, you know, where you're making the monthly payments for 30 plus years. No, it's designed to be anywhere from 6 months to the longest I've seen is around 36 months, which is on the longer side, but that's for larger deals.
Right.
But, you know, it essentially comes down to whether or not you're trying to take the risk that, you know, if this move is going to be, obviously the move is going to be beneficial to the business and to
you as
an individual and with your family and everything. Have you found,
here's the other part of it too. I'm going to pull probably $150,000 in equity selling my home in Loudoun County.
Mm-hmm.
So the big thing my wife and I are trying to figure out is, we'll take some things in faith, but we're not going to put our house up on the market
and see
without something else already going on.
Right.
Hoping that this property is still available, because my fear would be that I would sell the house or put it on the market for a few weeks, not get any hits, and then that property gets sold to someone else, and then I sell my house, and I'm like, oh, great, now I got nowhere to go and nowhere to live.
Yeah.
And a shitload of money that I can't do anything with, you know?
I want to be in that type of situation either. You'd rather have the safe bet.
Yeah, because I'm not just moving to any place. So, but I figured I'd throw that there. That's why I called you, because... Like, geez, if I had $100,000, and then I could actually make an offer on the property and get a secure contract, I would next day I'd put my house up on the market.
Right. Let me ask you a few questions, Eric. Here, do you have a property in mind that you're already looking at? Are you in the talk?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've been looking at this property for months.
Okay, how much does this property cost right now? How much is it running?
Right now, it started at $350, and now they keep dropping it. Now it's down to $275.
Okay.
And I guarantee that I can make an offer at $250, and they will jump on it. The property's been available for almost 2 years, 18 months. But they listed it for so long at over $300,000, and this property is like, not the middle of nowhere, but... Man, it's out there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to sell to just anyone.
And you're saying that if you make an offer for $250,000, how much of that are you trying to put a down payment on? Are you looking at half? Are you looking at more than half, around 75%?
I'd like to do half. So hypothetically, or a little more, if they'll sell for $250,000, and if I have, I've got $50,000 on my own, if I had another $100,000, I'd make a down payment offer of $150,000. Now it's not owner financed, so then I could go to the local bank down there, and I'd be absolutely guaranteed a loan. But they said that they weren't even going to consider a loan because it has a home on it and it's well and septic, but just from its location, it's a little bit farther out there, and the bank was hesitant, not knowing me from Adam, into, doing any kind of loan without a minimum of a 20 or 25% down.
Right, okay. So this type of a move, in terms of, like, going to the bank and getting the rest of the mortgage, they want to see a little more of a down payment on your end, essentially, is what I'm
getting
at. Okay.
Exactly.
Until they really kind of look at whether or not they would approve you for a mortgage loan.
Correct.
Okay,
and the reason being was that last year on paper didn't look as good as it actually was, and if you take one funky looking year on taxes, and that can be all it takes, for somebody that doesn't know you to not want to write you a loan.
True, true. So,
and the fact that I've got a $2,000 a month mortgage in Loudoun County, I mean, that's what they said. They said, man, if you didn't have that mortgage, you're good to go. You know, if you only had a $1,000 mortgage, you'd be okay. But, you know, the numbers just weren't meeting.
Yeah, Eric, I got to ask you. So are you running the business out of it? Will it be out of the home address then?
Right now, it's being run out of the home address. And
when you move,
it would also be run out of the home address.
Okay, so the home and the business are on the same address. Okay, that kind of helps me out.
Correct.
Kinda gives me a better picture over here on my end. So essentially, let me kind of like break down this type of a loan. I have seen. I mean, this is kind of more along the lines of a personal, like you purchasing the property. It'll go both ways because it goes one for its personal use as well as business use. So this is actually something that I've seen before. I thought originally in the beginning of the conversation you were just looking for money for just a house, but because it's registered within the business, it makes sense. I thought you were like having another location that would use the business, but since it's one in one, this type of loan is more fairly common because I've seen people take out this type of business loan, short-term loan, to put, you know, the down payment on a piece of property that they're looking at when they're moving. So essentially what it is, because it's an unsecured cash loan and because it's a fairly newer program, we base it off of your business's net sales. What did you guys do in sales for 2015, like your top line revenue? Do you have a ballpark number?
I'm scanning my brain right now. I think we were right at about $300,000.
Okay, what about 2014? I know it's a little farther back, but kind of gives me a little better picture as well.
It's going to be about the same. It's going to be about the same.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
300,000. Okay. Now, you know, with our program, I'd like to see what we can get you on, see what we can get you approved for, because essentially, let me give you an example of how this program works. So you can think of it as a line of credit, but it's not really a line of credit. It had similar in a few ways, but it's different in a couple other ways. It's similar in a way that we get you approved for the most amount of money, and you get to choose how much you would like to take out, and then we set you up on the terms based off that way. But it's different because we don't limit it to credit. We base it off of sales, which makes it, you know, more money out on the table when we get you approved. So it's a little bit of difference that way. So what I want to do is I want to see how much we can get you approved for to see if there's, you know, an amount, because I know you want at least $100,000, right?
Yes.
And at least to cover half of the down payment, which is around $150,000. So
correct.
We have, and the good thing about us is we have a really simple application process, and everything goes on. The good thing about this program is everything goes on the business credit, so it doesn't go on personal credit. So this type of loan won't affect your, when you're going to look at that mortgage to get that mortgage through the bank, it won't affect that because it's not tied to your personal credit. It's tied to the business credit, which is something that would work out perfectly in this type of situation. So
yeah, well, it might still be the guarantor, but it would, as the business owner, right? But it would still be using Atlas's Atlas Trees.
Yes, exactly that. So I want to see what type of programs we can get you approved over on my end. Obviously, we want to get you approved for the best thing that fits for the business. I know you're looking for around $100,000. I know that you need this fairly quickly if you're looking to move, you know, anytime before the new year. Is there a time frame that you're actually looking to move?
Well, the time frame is much more flexible because the most important thing is, you know, making an offer and securing that contract on that property.
Mm-hmm.
And then, honestly, if the numbers were working out right, I wouldn't mind waiting until the spring to move. That would just be a little more conducive to my business and everything, you know, being mm-hmm. seasonal. I wouldn't have to move right away. So the timing of the move is flexible. It really is. I'm not necessarily thinking that I would want to do this move in the middle of winter, that's for sure.
Yeah.
you know, just because the nature of my business and the things that I need to do down there to get the property ready. This is a big piece of property, and I'm trying to expand what I do. Not necessarily employees, but, you know, as a tree business, I've been seeing really good logs get turned into firewood for 30 years. And I'm done with doing that. I'm going to buy a mill. And I'm going to
put a mill on your property?
Exactly. And not only will I process my own wood, but all these other youngsters who have been like myself, who have to pay someone else to dump, they can come to my property, dump logs at my property, pay me to dump logs at my property, and it's zoned, you know, ag. It's not it's an AG zoning, so I'm good to go there.
Oh, man, that is good.
And I can see, and then with a mill, a $10,000 mill, I could be turning all these logs into boards. And there's no limits. Absolutely. There's no limits set by the government as to how many 2x4s an individual is allowed to make and sell.
See, that's exactly what's nice about that. There's no regulations, man. See, a lot of the industries that I deal with, some of them are in oil and gas as well, and they always come at me and say, I'm so sick of these regulations. It sucks.
Oh, me too.
It's hard. It's really hard to, like, you know, be able to run a business and then have to follow all the damn rules that come with it.
Well, and they're regulating the crap out of my residential tree work. I mean, they're treating us like we're the most dangerous people out there.
it's like, what?
I know we do, we do get a lot of deaths, unfortunately, in the industry, but anyway, it's just silly how they hyper-regulate the fuel. Mm-hmm. And the EPA is going to hyper-regulate the chainsaws. And then when it comes down to, trying to run a business, they're super-regulating us and raising quarterly payroll tax and all that.
Yeah, hey, why don't we go and switch to electric saws, you know?
I know it. Yeah, and electric people, because anytime you employ a human being, you're getting penalized.
Yeah, right. What happened to the old school way of doing things when the good old days?
Yeah, there it is. You're like, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. If I hire a bunch of employees, then I got to get a huge workman's comp policy. And the more employees I have, the more chances somebody's going to get hurt. And then, you know what I mean? And then I found out the hard way running this business that workman's comp is not insurance. It's a loan.
Yep.
I had a minor injury. One guy got a minor injury, hernia. And he had complications, so it ended up being a $17,000 process.
Oh, man.
I had to pay it back. Atlas Tree had to pay that back.
Whoa.
Even though I pay $50,000 a year in workman's comp, I had to pay that $17,000 back for them to take me out of the high-risk category. See how they do it?
Fees, man. Hidden fees and hidden crap that you don't really need.
Yeah, and that stuff, that hidden stuff where it's like, oh, yeah, if somebody gets hurt, you know, by God, we're going to fix them and we're going to pay them. But the employer has to come back and pay that total.
That kind of dumbfounds me, really. I'm perplexed by this.
Me too. And that's why I'm changing everything and not doing an employee-based business, but a machinery-based business. I will have the mill and equipment. You know, if you don't have to do workman's comp and it doesn't complain, it just breaks every once in a while.
It doesn't complain.
Yeah. Doesn't ask for a raise and, you know, all that stuff. Maternity leave and, you know, anyway.
Okay, so... No, I completely understand where you're getting that. I appreciate you giving me, like, a better picture of what's going on, you know, and... Definitely on my end here, I would like to see what we can do to help you out and see if we can get you approval for like a large amount of money that you would like to use for the business, obviously, because it would be put on the business expense as a loan. So here's what I can do. Here's our process and what we would need from you. It's a simple one-page application. It just goes through the business information, you know, how long you guys have been in business, where you're located.
Number, all that stuff.
Yeah, stuff, all that type of jazz. And then we also ask just for a few other documents. We ask for 6 months of your most recent bank statement. So we'd like to take a look at, like, how well the business is performing, how healthy it is, things like that. And then we look at 2015 tax return. So the IRS tax return, just take a look at the top line revenue and a few other things just for, you know, our underwriting department, our bunch of whiz kids, they go through all this stuff. But those are the three main things that we would recommend, would want to get from you so that we can get started on this approval process. Do you happen to take credit cards as payment for your business?
Not anymore. I stopped.
When was the last time that you stopped?
Oh, man, probably a couple, 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, you're fine then. You're fine. You don't have to worry about it. Okay, so yeah. It's just three things. It's the application, it's the bank statements, and it's the tax return. I'll shoot you over an email. Is the InfoAt one still the best one to get you? Or do you have a personal one
please,
that you like
to...
InfoAt?
Send that to info. That's good. If I know it's coming, I'll be looking for it.
Yeah, and then, just a couple quick questions here on my end. Are you currently the 100% owner?
I am not the 100% owner.
Okay.
I'm 51. My parents are the other part. They're inactive owners, and they're getting ready to give me all of it, but not yet.
Okay, so you are majority, though.
I'm the majority, and I'm the only active officer. They're inactive. They're not even officers anymore. So they're what they call inactive owners.
Okay. All right. I'm just marking that down here on my end because with the application,
just because they still own. You know, I own 51% of the stock. They got 49.
Right.
That's
so
that's
so
all they got. All I got to do is buy their stock.
Yeah. So it's a. I'm assuming it's a C corp or an S corp. C corp, right?
Yeah. We are a C corp.
Okay. C corp. Just marking that down here. And then, how long have you guys been in business for?
I've been running Atlas since 2004.
2004.
So 12 years.
Okay. And
but the CIN number will actually go back farther than that. I bought Atlas from another owner, the guy that started it.
Okay. Well, yeah. I think it's based off of ownership currently.
That's why we'll go with that.
Right. So the when you had bought the ownership, nothing like the names didn't change or anything like that, right? It's all stayed the same. Okay. Yeah, I can look at that on the tax return. It should say when it was incorporated and everything. Eric, how would you rate your personal credit? Are you good? Are you bad? Are you somewhere in the middle?
Very high. Personal credit is high sevens. I just don't know where it's at right now.
Okay, not a problem.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where it's at because I just did a balance transfer on a credit card, and I know every time you do that, you get a little hit on your credit.
Right.
You check your credit.
Right. Of course.
Yeah, it's high sevens.
Okay, and have you been looking around? Have you been have you gone to anyone else? Have anybody else been in contact with you in terms of this type of loan? Have you gone through with them and seen what you can get?
No, nobody's contacted me with this kind of a loan.
Okay.
And the only people I've spoken to were legit banks.
Your local banks.
See if I could get a mortgage. If I get a mortgage,
Right.
This project.
Right.
And I got shot down.
Not a problem. And the good thing about us is we're a privately held business bank, so it's kind of nice because we like building up our relationships with our clients. And and we're not going to be like those random guys that give you a call and say, hey, I got you down for a pre-approval for, $100K. Do you need it right now? No? Okay, see you later. Bye.
Right.
We're the type of people that we like to build up a relationship with you, kind of build that rapport and, ultimately work with you. We want to be able to be a bank that you can lean on, especially if you have, the equipment that you're looking at eventually down the line or in this particular case.
Right.
The cash that you would need to help expand the business. So
I was hoping for. In your email, it seemed that's why I called you back. I almost thought, I'm going to get this guy back because you did some due diligence on the phone calls, and your email was composed in such a way that it seemed a little more personal than the way a lot of people will just fire away. Hey, your website sucks. Call me and I'll fix it. your credit's not so good, but call me, we'll give you a loan anyway. I never pay attention to that kind of stuff.
That's essentially why we're much different than those random guys that give you calls. And,
right.
I appreciate the fact that, you were able to give me a call back. It's really, nice to see that, we can probably work something out here and get you on a program that would work best for the business. I need to ask my senior a question real quick in regards to the ownership about that inactive and active, because I haven't come across that yet, but give me 1 second here.
No problem.
Still there?
Yes.
Oh, hold on, sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, yeah, sorry. So in regards to that ownership, just talked to my senior member. Usually with the application, we'd like to have the owners sign it, even, you know, if it's the way that you guys are split. But right now, since they're inactive owners, we can go forward with just your signature. And if our underwriting department needs your parents' signature later on, if it comes down to that, I'll just give you a call and kind of see what they need. But for right now, you can sign the application as the owner, which kind of simplifies everything on both ends right now. I'm going to... Are they hard to get a hold of?
No, they're... Well, sometimes. My dad travels for work. My mom also works. They don't live too far from me, but just for time's sake, it would be better if I could at least start the process, and if the underwriters said that they needed another signature, getting it is not a problem. It just might take a couple days, or we'd have to do an e-signature.
Okay, yeah, that's not a problem. Right now, like I said, it's fine if you sign because you're majority owner, so which wouldn't be a problem. But like I said, if something does come up, I'll give you a call personally. So
and it's not a problem at all.
Yeah. So the good thing about this type of program too is usually when you get in, all the documents that I'll need from you, we get an approval within 24 hours. So we get you an answer by tomorrow if you get that in to me by the end of the day today, and tell you what programs you're approved for. And it's kind of our busy season right now, so we might get it if you do get it in to me by the end of the day today or even tomorrow. We will most definitely have an answer by Monday and see what types of programs we can lay out on the table and kind of point you in the right direction. Does that sound good?
Sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good. And again, I'm not on a time crunch, so...
Yeah. And the good thing about most of these approvals is that we'll get you, like, on... We'll show you what programs that we have on the table. So if you want to wait, too, most of these approvals kind of have, like, an expiration. So it'll like last for a little while, but I'm going to send you the application and what I'm going to need from you. Fill everything out, get all the documents together, send it back my way, and I will submit that to underwriting and get you an answer.
Sounds good. I've got a really busy day ahead of me, so when I get home today, I'll do my best if I've got the time to fill that sucker out, but you might not get it back till tomorrow.
Okay, that's totally fine. Did you want me to follow up with you tomorrow? If you had any questions on the application when I send it, things like that.
You know, I'll hitch back. I mean, unfortunately, we're all together too familiar with applications. I'll probably be able to fill it out pretty quickly. I think I've even still got, I may even have 2015 Atlas taxes. I may even have it somewhere on my desktop to where I could just shoot a copy to you guys. If not, I may need to have my accountant send me a copy.
That's not a problem.
Remember.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Just get it back to me at the earliest convenience, and we can go from there.
Yeah, let's do it like that. You send me what you need, and then I'll send you what you're asking for, and we'll go from there. We'll see what kind of things you can put together, what kind of numbers we're looking at, and see if this is, if this is doable or not.
Perfect. All right, Eric, I'm going to shoot that over your way. Expect it in the next 5 to 10 minutes.
I'll be looking for it.
Perfect. All right, Eric, it's good talking to you, and I'll shoot that over your way.
All right, man. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk again soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.